The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
And home's a little better when you bring home some sweet hardware in a national championship, too, so that's kind of fun. Back from Tampa, Florida after a fabulous weekend. Hey, friends, welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Even Monday feels good after that. Oh, my gosh. That was a lot of fun. It really was. Fun to count down, as we did last week, to the big day. The big weekend, and then have the University of North Dakota win in the fashion they did. And are we blessed or what in this great state, huh? The UND hockey team brings home their 8th national championship in the same year that the NDSU football team brings home 5 in a row on the national championship scene. So that's pretty cool. Whether you're a Bison or a Sioux, you got to love that. Good stuff. Man alive, it was a lot of fun. So, anyway, great to be back in the friendly confines of our studio today, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the North Dakota Oil Can Program. North Dakota Oil Can. North Dakota Oil Does. Don't believe me? Go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Find out more about some of the things that the North Dakota Oil Can Program celebrates in our great state of North Dakota. All right? Get a chance to do that. You can also join on their Facebook page as well. I am there often, checking out stories. Am I there now? Yeah. Who's this fella? How about that? Yeah. They have the president of Basin Safety on there talking about how a lot of companies are still hiring in the oil patch. And he's a student of Basin Safety program. So pretty cool. Very nice. And guess what? Apple is going to be selling its 1 billionth phone this summer. Do you know there's oil in iPhones? Oh, yes. Petroleum makes all kinds of products. See, those are just two tidbits out of zillions you can learn. You check out at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. On the program today, you will hear a conversation that we conducted down in Tampa, Florida. The governor's race came to Tampa, Florida, the NCAA Frozen Four. Yes, it's amazing. I suppose that's smart campaigning, right? You have a lot of North Dakota fans. Had to be 10,000 plus in the arena. So Doug Burgum was there. We were looking for Wayne Stengem. I don't think he was there. I know he was trying to get there, and I'm not sure that he did make it there because I didn't see him, and we were moving all the way around the interview, all the way around the arena looking for various interviews. But that was kind of fun. So we have a quick chat with Doug Burgum coming up on the program about the win and about what the heck are you doing here, right? What are you doing here in Tampa, Florida? Big governor's race back home. So we'll visit with him about that. Also, Mark Kennedy, the new president of the University of North Dakota, he was there. And some folks could say the same thing. What are you doing here? You're not the president yet. Well, he's taking over July 1, but was alongside Ed Schaefer most of the weekend. So we'll visit with him a little bit about what the experience was like. Dane Jackson, the associate head coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team, a former Sioux himself, will be here to talk about both the weekend and also tonight. There's a big celebration in Grand Forks at the Ralph Engelstad Arena. Doors open at 6:30. Event starts at 7. And then, as I mentioned, next hour, Monsignor James Shea, and Vice President Jerome Richter of the University of Mary for a U Mary Monday. We'll recap a recent event there as well. So a lot going on today on the program. In the meantime, we have a lot of time to find out what's on your mind. And I am curious about that. It could be things like the UND win this weekend. It could be like Jordan Spieth's meltdown at the Masters. That was, you know what that was? That was a good lesson in humility, is what that was, which could apply to anything. I love this. Here's my takeaway from the Masters this weekend, and I love golf only in the sense that I'm a hack golfer, if that. I don't even play because it's not fun for me. I'm so bad, right? But I do like watching it, and I very often don't find the time to do that. But the Masters weekend, I usually try. This weekend, no chance. Just didn't happen. Too much going on down in Tampa. But I did get home yesterday in time to plop down a bit and watch a little bit of it. And to have Jordan Spieth have a five-shot lead, big enough lead to actually nod it off, thinking he's going to be fine here, only to have the wheels completely come off. Do you know what he said about his five-shot lead when he got ready for the turn? He recalled in the post-game interviews that he was of the mindset, all I need to do is par the rest of the way and I'm fine. In other words, he was gunning to get that kind of a lead. He was pressing. He was pushing. He was doing everything in his power to get the lead. He gets it. Once he gets it, he sits on it. What's the lesson in that?
Do you think?
Go big or go home. Right? And don't sit on a lead. Don't play it safe. Don't, because his whole game changed and it didn't work for him. He continues to press. Maybe he drops a shot here or there, but he can afford to. Maybe he maintains it the same. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So that was kind of cool. Also, how about this situation in Colorado? This reminded me so much of what happened in North Dakota in 2012, but a different situation in that the candidates are in a dogfight headed to the election. Trump obviously trying to get to a majority and everything being done to prevent him from a majority. Colorado has a, what was it, I forget, primary or caucus. Millions more vote for Trump than Cruz. The convention happens last weekend, and they give all the delegates to Cruz. Republican Party, you can't do this. Now, this might have been confined to Colorado. And by the way, I bet they point the rules and say, no, we can do this. Here's what we do and how we do it. And the point is, anybody anywhere gets what you're doing. In fact, they tweeted out on the official Colorado GOP website over the weekend after this happened, we did it. Hashtag never Trump. We did it. In other words, this is the Colorado Republican Party saying, hey, we stuck it to that guy. Now, they later claimed, oh, somebody got access to our, unauthorized access to our account. No way represents the opinion of our party. We are investigating. Yeah, good one. Yeah, good one. Based on your actions, somebody just said out loud what you're thinking and doing behind the scenes. Terrible for the Republican Party. Terrible, awful, bad idea. And this is what the party, state by state and nationally, has to be really careful of. What do you take, what do you make of where things are at right now in this race? We haven't talked about the presidential race for a while, but I want your take on it. What you see happening, what's where we're going here. New York's the next big prize, and that'll be interesting to see if Trump can represent such strength there that he can make the case that he's going to put Republicans in play in places they otherwise wouldn't. So that'd be interesting. And, of course, the governor's race is heating up now that the convention is done and you're on to a primary for June 14th. You have a running mate for Doug Burgum now that is well-known and a mayor in Watford City. There was a whole firestorm of stuff that was happening while we were gone about, well, you previously were for Stengem and now you're for Burgum. What kind of this is terrible, this is awful. You really haven't had a chance to weigh in on all that. I'd love for you to do it today on the program. Let us know. The Stengem camp obviously put up just an onslaught of stuff out, clips of videos and private emails saying positive things about Wayne Stengem and negative things about Doug Burgum. And I'd love the people's take on that. I've heard the spin from both sides, and I'd love what you think about that. So a lot to cover. Let's get to the phones on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll start with Casey in Halliday. Casey, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
All right. I just wanted to talk about the state of this Republican race and what's going on. And first and foremost, I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm actually in Cruz's camp, but what I'm seeing happening is really going to be difficult for the Republican Party to get out of. You know, I can only see a couple of things coming out of them trying to put up the candidate that they want. You know, okay, so let's say that Trump wins the Republican nomination and he goes up against Hillary Clinton. Okay, Donald Trump is what the majority wanted. Let's say that they take it away from Trump by some rules change or something at the convention, so you put Cruz up. Trump takes all of his Republican supporters, he goes third party, and both Cruz and Trump lose to Clinton.
There's a number of scenarios that are worrisome. Even if he didn't go third party, how many of his supporters walk? Hang on a sec. We'll finish this on the other side of the break, KC. David, you're next.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
If you're looking for a vehicle, any kind of vehicle, the folks at S&S Motors will find it. They have a custom vehicle buying service. Bottom line, you tell them what you want, they'll find it, and at a below market price. That's how they do it. Check out their website, snsmotorsinc.com. snsmotorsinc.com. Don't like what you see? Call them up, tell them what you want, they'll find it. Call Brent or Jeanne right now at 701-444-2341. 701-444-2341 or online at snsmotorsinc.com.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media. I'm talking about MyPillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to MyPillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I'm a very big Pablo Cruz fan. I don't know about you. What you going to do, Todd?
Oh, man. Love Pablo.
Information.
You know which one is Pablo, right?
I don't.
Because they would ask. People would ask. There's four Pablo. People in the group, and people would ask which one is Pablo, and they'd say the one in the middle.
I'd just say, shut up and sing. Apache sprayers, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you're going to find at High Plains Apache. They're the one and only spot for Apache sprayers, the best of the best. Come on by, 2016's ready to go. 2015, some great deals, some used ones as well. This is the only sprayer with a standard 5-year warranty. Great fuel efficiency, less compaction on the ground, got that great mechanical drive system. Models from 750 up to 1,200 gallons, booms up to 132 feet, covering some serious ground. And they also have the ET Ag Center, which means if it's a part you need for a sprayer, they have it for you at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Exit 60, south of Fargo, off I-29, Frontier, and in Mandan, across from Bonanza, right across Maine from Bonanza. So back to Casey and Holliday. We're talking a little bit about Trump, and you find yourself as a Trump fan not liking the way Trump's being treated here, Casey, just to summarize our previous conversation. And if he gets to the convention without enough delegates to have a majority, but more votes than Ted Cruz, they do some other votes and he doesn't win, somebody else emerges, whatever, but it's despite entering the convention with the most votes, but not a majority, he doesn't get the nomination. You think there'll be a meltdown? You think there'll be a revolt, and it'll cost Republicans in the long run? Is that what you're saying?
Well, let me correct you. I'm not a Trump supporter now. I support Ted Cruz. I like the
I thought that's what I said, but anyway, we reiterated it for sure.
Oh,
if I didn't say it correctly.
Well, I can just see how this is going to cause a big meltdown, and like you said, and you know, if the Republican Party keeps playing games, they're going to lose support of a vast number of their support. You know, Trump supporters, right or wrong, constitute a large part of the Republican Party, and I could see them. You know, if Trump tells them to stay home, they'll stay home. And if we end up in a situation where he's not perhaps the nominee, or he's not treated fairly, then I can see a split happening in the Republican Party, and maybe we'll get a third party.
Yes, very interesting. I mean, there's dynamics there. There's no doubt about it. That's where I think the establishment could go wrong. I mean, you put your thumb on the scale to the point where you thwart the will of the people. Here's my question for all of you. Whether you're a Trump fan or not, Casey, thanks for the call. You go to the convention, there is more votes for Trump than anyone else, and the convention produces an outcome where Trump is not the winner. What happens to the Trump faithful? Now, again, it'd be within the rules, right? Because they could have a second vote, a third vote, whatever. And honestly, as this process has gone, at one time you had 17 candidates. There were more people voting against Trump than were voting for him. So by that point, he'd have had to make the case to the delegates if he doesn't. This is the stuff that bugs me about what Colorado is doing. Because rather than saying delegates go in there, assessing the situation as it is right now, with the guidance of each of their states, you game the system when you do what you're doing with Colorado here. By saying, despite millions of people more voting in favor of Trump, we're going to put delegates there that don't like Trump. Does that make any sense to anybody? David in Moorhead, first call from the Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo Metro today means you are a lucky winner of a Cloverdale gift certificate to Randy's University Diner on South University in Fargo. Have you ever eaten there, David?
Yes, I have. I ate there last week, actually.
Did you really? Yeah, I eat there a couple times a month. Usually, I have lots of fun breakfast meetings there. Really, really good.
And yep,
we're gonna get your address and mail you off a gift certificate from Randy's, courtesy of our friends at Cloverdale. Okay.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'll tell you. I think last night or this weekend was the final straw. I'm a Trump supporter, but I've always said, you know what? If I feel the process is fair, I'll support Cruz. I think I will not support Ted Cruz now. He has been silent on this issue, what happened in Colorado. He should stand up and say, hey, guys, this is not right. And he has not said a word.
Interesting. Now, I wonder if anybody else agrees with David there. I hadn't thought of that.
I mean,
but Ted Cruz can be more vocal about it. But because clearly what's going on in the establishment is rallying behind Cruz, right? So Cruz is the beneficiary.
Exactly.
I don't know that we can point to saying Cruz is doing it, but the party apparatus is doing it, and that's largely as a result of the establishment rallying around Cruz. So should he? Does he have a responsibility to say enough already?
I think he does. I mean, yeah. I think he does. These two guys are battling it out, and it's clearly becoming an unfair race. You're seeing what's happening to Bernie Sanders now that it has been clear and apparent for everyone in the Democratic race is now happening to Trump in the Republican side.
Very interesting. David, good analysis. I am craving the analysis of the smartest audience on the planet Earth. That'd be you and the What's On Your Mind Network. 550 KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, and 1460 KLTC. So bring it on, folks. Let's hear. I want to hear what you think about the state of this race. David, don't go anywhere because Manny is going to get your address, and we're going to mail you a gift certificate for Randy's University Diner, where you will get some of the best Cloverdale bacon. Sausage patties there are just incredible. They're so good. The ham, it's a great spot. Dennis and his team over there do a great job. Tim and Colm, you're next on What's On Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Tim.
Good morning. I'm a Trump supporter. And I don't like what's happening. And this past Friday, while you were covering UND, and thanks for doing that, I was out in the field. I was listening to Mark Levin. Levin's opening comments at the 5 o'clock hour were, he's mad at Roger Stone. And as such, he will not vote for Trump under any circumstance. And this week, he may announce that he will urge all his listeners not to vote for Trump under any circumstance, whether it's in the primary or in the general. And I think he's overstepped his bounds. I think in some of these states, such as North Dakota, the Republican Party has overstepped its bounds. And the Curly Haugland theory of the party chooses the nominee is wrong. The first three words of the Declaration of Independence is, we the people. It's the people who choose the nominee, and then the party can go ahead and do what they want after that. Once the nominee is chosen, it's not the party. It's not a top-down deal. It's from the bottom up.
Yeah, no, I get it. If we dug into these rules in Colorado, I bet we'd find out that they can do this, but the fact that they can do it and they can change the rules at the last minute is going to render the party system useless because no fair-minded person looks at that and says it's a good idea. Thanks, Tim. Tim, for those not familiar with Mark Levin, by the way, he is a talk show host, friend of Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, those guys, and has not been a Trump fan at all. Tim, thanks. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What is on your mind? That's our question. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hillen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Manny and Matt, too. Manny answering the telephone when you call us at 800-228-0550. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. You can email us, studio at What's On Your Mind Radio. You can text us at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. We do a text right into us on What's On Your Mind. We have a texter here. Let's see what the texter says. This is for all the folks whining. You guys are whining about these delegates as much as Trump is. These are the rules. It's a you problem if you don't know the rules. You guys keep complaining about the party changing the rules, and now you complain when the rules are followed. Reminds me of what I need to explain to my kids about being a sore loser. All right. So let's just think about this for a minute. Thank you for the comment, by the way. Thank you for disagreeing. We welcome that. So what happened in Colorado is they had a vote of the people. They have a caucus primary. Everybody goes. They vote. Trump wins by millions of votes. Normally that is then allocated. Some states have winner take all. Some do it proportionally, whatever. They officially take those delegates and allocate those then for the national convention. And what happened in this case is millions more vote for Trump than for Cruz. They go to the convention, and rather than doing it the way they usually do it, they say, nah, we like Cruz better, so we're going to give all the delegates to Cruz. And despite millions of more votes in the election of the wider audience, you go 100-1 for the other guy. That's okay because there's a rule that says you can do it. Cancel the election. Why spend the money? Why put people through the fantasy land that they have a say in what's going to happen? I said earlier, this may be the rules. I bet if you dig into it, they'd point to a place that says you can do it. Should they do it? They could screw Donald Trump, so they did. And we're saying, well, it says right there, you can screw anybody you want. Wow. I don't think that's good for the party. I don't. So when I think the Republican Party is wrong, I'm going to say it. In the establishment, the party bosses, if you will, pull this stuff. By the way, they pull it in North Dakota. We saw it in 2012 in North Dakota. You know, it happens. It's there. They do it. But when they do it, to me, we call them on it. No? I think so. Before I get back to the calls, I want to tell you what Cheryl told me about her pillow. Well, it wasn't just any old pillow. Cheryl's pillow actually was a My Pillow that she bought because she heard us talking about it. And she said, you know, I heard about Todd and Carrie fighting over the My Pillow, so I thought, I'm going to buy it for my husband. With all these allergies and sinus problems, says he gets a way more restful sleep now. Keeps his head cooler. I like the fact I can wash him, not worry about mildew and stuff like that coming out of him. Losing shape. We sense what the Body Pillow, too. See, they love it. You will, too. The 4-for-1 deal is back, too. The classic 4-pack combo, only $99.98. Four pillows for $99.98. Two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. You save like $160 on that deal. And it's only for our listeners. The 2-for-1 on the premium pillow, the super-duper, still there, too. Buy one, get one. Here, 800-506-9028 is the number. Call them today. Get her done. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, back to the phones here. Who is next? Ledgerwood and Roderick is here. Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm getting a little depressed on how it's said that Donald Trump is being screwed on getting delegates. The Colorado GOP changed their rule to not have a straw poll last August, and they had their caucuses March 1st. It's Donald Trump's fault and his followers that they didn't know the rules and go there and get stuff done during those times.
Go there and get stuff done. He got millions more votes in the caucus in March.
Yes, but he didn't work on getting any delegates at the caucus. They went there, they voted, and they left. The delegates at a caucus are decided after the votes are done.
Okay, but what they do after the caucus at conventions, year in and year out, is take those and apportion the delegates accordingly. I mean, you think it's okay that the voters vote in large percentage for Donald Trump in his favor, and then he gets zero delegates? That's a good process?
I actually don't like the caucus process itself. I prefer the primary, and the delegates are chosen, you know, directly that way. But that is what the process was, and he did not have a ground game there, and Ted Cruz did, which is also part of the process.
Well, and quite honestly, you have a point in the sense that the ground game means you go game the system. You know what the rules are. You didn't do so well in the caucus, so you're going to get it another way. I don't like it. I think it stinks. I think it disregards rank-and-file Republicans in every county in Colorado, just like exactly what happened in North Dakota in 2012. But at least there, you know, they still gave some dissent to him. They didn't do a total shutout. Now, the difference in that race is Romney was going to win. It was pretty obvious at that point Romney had more than enough for the majority. That isn't the case now, which I think makes how they're doing it all that much more unforgivable, in my mind.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that because that is part of the process, and I think yes, the process is flawed, but I think you still follow. I mean that I think it is what it is.
Yeah, I hear you, Roderick. You're saying that's the process. And while the process doesn't exactly look good, it is the process. And if Trump didn't understand that, then too bad for him. But you know what? I think it just muddies the waters. I really do. But I hear what you're saying. Rules are the rules. But that's why I'm saying these rules need some sunshine. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Why have the caucus at all if you can game it any way you want? Save everybody the hassle. John and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. What's your take? John, are you there? Manny, I'm going to put John on hold and see if you can hear him, because I can't. The harmonica man himself, Bob from West Hope, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline right there. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm just so happy and I can't hardly breathe, but I'm so darn happy about the hockey game over the weekend. Both games.
Are you, like, out of breath because you were cheering so much this weekend? Is that the problem?
Well, that and probably had a little bit under the collar, you know, to swallow.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway.
You're better now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good.
But I'm that was
a fun hockey game, wasn't it?
It was both games were great, yes. And what I liked about it, one of the announcers, when they got done, they were at intermission time, whatever, they took a little break and they were talking about the game. And then when they interviewed one of the hockey players, they both said, "Go Fighting Sioux." Whoop. And it was a pause for a while, then they continued on talking. So you'll never lose that Fighting Sioux business.
No, you wouldn't, and you shouldn't, and we need to stop apologizing for the fact that it's part of our history, right? I mean,
that's right.
It doesn't mean that because of the rules, again, of the NCAA, that they no longer can be called the Fighting Sioux. Once you're a Sioux, you're always a Sioux. It's a part of the heritage. It is who they are, you know. So
there you go.
Yeah,
and from
absolutely.
Now on, throughout the years that I got left to live, why, it's going to be Fighting Sioux.
And, Bob, listen in here in a little bit. We're going to chat with Dane Jackson, who is the associate head coach of the UND hockey team, working right alongside Bradbury. Going to catch up with him about recapping the weekend a little. And then you reminded me, speaking of announcers, John Buccicross, the ESPN play-by-play guy, we talked to him, too. So we'll throw that one into the mix, Todd. We're going to talk with him, Mark Kennedy, the incoming president of UND, and then catch up with Doug Burgum, who was in Tampa, shaking hands with Sioux fans down there as well.
Before you let me go, I've got one more thing to do.
What would that be?
Oh, the pots and pans. There you go.
Is that like the victory mash? Is that what that is?
That's the victory mash.
I love it. All right. Sounds good.
All righty. Talk to you guys later.
Good luck picking up all those pots and pans now, Bob. Appreciate it. John and Bismarck, what's on your mind? You're next.
Yes. At the Republican convention in North Dakota, stated even before that the convention started that these particular rules had to be followed whether we like it or not. And half the delegates didn't particularly like it. When it came that time to decide on Cruz or Trump, Cruz put out a bunch of names of the people that represent him, and Trump never had any list to put out there. So it was at a disadvantage for Trump to start out with. Then the moderator said, he called for a public vote among the delegates on whether they were going to list the delegates and who these delegates were for. And eventually the people who were for Cruz voted that down because they didn't want people to know which delegates. And then you're dealing with a bunch of people who are delegates who probably a lot of them don't know each other. Like I wouldn't know people from the other side of the state who are delegates, okay? I know the people from my own district, and I got some idea where they stand. So voting on such a thing puts people at the convention at a disadvantage.
Yeah, although I would go with something one of the earlier callers said. In that case, you know, that's up to the campaigns to make sure their supporters know who their fellow, you know, delegates are. So who to vote for. I have to give the Kelly Armstrong, the Republican Party, credit in that case, because at least the nominations truly came from the floor. Usually it's kind of a sham where they say, you know, here's our list, vote for that, and then a few get added from the floor. But in this time, it came from the floor, a lot of folks believe the Cruz folks won. But all the delegates are unbound in North Dakota, so that's a big difference, too.
You want to know what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April machinery auctions feature numerous tractors, including a 2013 Cat MT 865C Challenger, a John Deere 9520 four-wheel drive, and the following combines: a 2014 Gleaner S88 Super Series, only 650 hours, a 2012 S680 Combine, only 638 hours, and numerous tractors, headers, tillage equipment, and an excellent lineup of semi-trucks, grain trucks, and trailers. For detailed information, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Pipers have got a big week. They'll be doing a ag and hunting land auction, Stark County, tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, they have farm machinery auction in Carson, one in Region on Thursday, and then back at it the following week in Richland County with some ag land and Golden Valley, North Dakota, Bowman, and Adams County. Check out their website, pipers.com. The Carson and Region auctions has some incredible late model equipment, and you're going to want to know more about that. So they also have a construction machinery auction coming up on the 27th of April. That's a Wednesday. It'll be happening. So go to Pipers.com or call them for a catalog. They'd love to send you out a catalog. 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. 800-400-4099. Stark County tomorrow. And that's for ag and hunting land. And then farm machinery auctions in Carson and Regent Wednesday and Thursday. Pipers.com. Check it out. All right. So what a weekend. We've been recapping for you. And last week, of course, our special broadcast as well. And you and I and lots of other UND faithful are home, along with the University of North Dakota hockey team, preparing for a fan celebration tonight to share the victory with those that were not able to be in Tampa, Florida. And the associate head coach of the UND hockey team, Dane Jackson's with us on our newsmaker line to talk a little bit about the weekend and preview tonight. Coach Jackson, how are you? Are you there, Dane?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well, Phil. Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
What a weekend, huh?
Yeah, it was just pretty exciting. Happy for our guys and all of the Sioux Nation. It was pretty great turnout of our fans down in Tampa, and we're just sure excited to be able to represent and share with our university.
Talk about both games just a little bit. The overview of what your takeaway is of those dominating victories.
Yeah, well, the last game was a great performance. You know, our guys we got a little bit tight against Denver. Denver's an outstanding team. You know, I think probably the team that played us the hardest all year long. And they make it hard to play. They do so many things. They check so well, and it clearly shows how good the NCHC is. But Quinnipiac had an outstanding year, and they're a real good team. We just thought we were really capitalized when we got our odd man rushes. We did a lot of good things as far as getting pucks to the net and getting second chances, and just really proud of how kind of even keel our guys were throughout the full 60 minutes.
And how about the fan support? I mean, obviously, you're used to fans traveling well. The UND faithful, really, Sioux Nation goes everywhere, right? But Tampa, Florida, a long ways away, and obviously other teams in there as well. Were you surprised to have as much support as we did?
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, you're never really surprised with our fans about how well they travel, but it is kind of amazing when you kind of step back and look at what a high percentage of the 19,000 fans were our fans. And, it really does resonate with our guys. You know, I think it was Joe Gleason that said years back, you know, so many of our guys come to North Dakota because it's a great developmental spot to try to get to their dreams of being NHL players, get their degree. But, I think soon after guys walk through our doors, they get in our culture and they understand, you know, how important it is to, you know, our whole community of the University of North Dakota. And I think it really resonates with the players of how hard they want to play and how much they want to sacrifice and prepare to try to win for our fans, because they do, you know, bleed green so much and they care just as much as our staff and our players.
And, of course, you've been in this spot before, right, and been around the program a long time, first as a player and then as an assistant coach. Why do you think – you know, I know there's so many pieces that have to come together, but of course, all of you, and even Coach Berry was talking about this, just, you know, did not want to get this far and leave the fans disappointed. What was the difference this year?
Well, I think some of it is the experience of kind of going through, you know, the fact that this team got to go, you know, 3 years in a row, a lot of guys on our roster, it's the third time going, and I just think it can all kind of, it slowly prepares you, you know. Sometimes you have to, you know, have to fail and learn a little bit going through it. And these guys, I think, took those experiences a little bit and kind of put it into a learning curve to make them, you know, be more and more kind of focused and just kind of handle the pressure of it all. You know, I thought they kind of got over the hump of the Denver game, and they just, you know, really played one of our best games of the year in the last game there on Saturday. So it's so important. You know, you always kind of feel like when you play your best game, we have a great chance to win. Sometimes when your season ends and you don't play your best game, you're disappointed. You know, I thought a couple of years ago and against Minnesota, we did a great job of playing a really, really good game. And you know, you were lost. And I kind of was okay with it, even though it was to Minnesota. And in the last second, and then, you know, in Boston last year, I didn't think we played our best game. That we were erratic in the first half and you know, played hard at the end, but it wasn't good enough. But this game was just a complete 60-minute performance. And, you know, I think there's something to be said about, you know, so many local guys on our team. You know, there's so much of a connection, so much of an understanding of the importance of it and how strongly they feel about our program.
Tonight, 6:30, doors open, 7 o'clock championship. We'll see you there, Dane, okay?
Sounds good.
It'll be a lot of fun tonight. A lot of surprises. So get there tonight, Engelstad Arena, for the championship celebration. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.